Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Spreaker, and of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight, we're going to be talking about women's health because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have Gianni, and she will be sharing how we can be an organized, healthy woman as we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion of the week. And I want to thank you so much for all of you who have, you know, responded and to the question that I posted out there on social media. And it says, what do you do for yourself daily to stay healthy? And actually what I am trying to do right now is I'm trying to just pull up, because some people really gave some very, very detailed descriptions, and so I'm just, because I got a lot of comments on this one, so then I wanted to read some of them to you, so I'm pulling them up right now. Okay, so one person said that a balanced diet is essential in addition to a few foods, olive oils, lots of antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties, dark chocolates keep the mind alert and the body energetic. And he says garlic can combat sickness, and has some antibiotic properties without the risk of resistance. Then someone else said rest. Someone said I walk at least a mile and lift weights. Of course, someone else said that they get enough rest. Some people said they start their day with, you know, just prayer and meditation. So I truly want to thank all of you who responded to that question of the week as it pertains to our topic, the healthy and organized life. But, of course, you know, this segment is really dedicated to survivors for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I did my weekly Google search, and daily habits for good health. And for some, for now, just make 5 of these changes, and I say more than 5, but just 5. So drink a glass of water before every meal. Eat one really healthy meal a day. Use your lunch to be active. So instead of just sitting at your desk, maybe walk around the block. Eat one real meal replacement bar. Have fun completing a physical challenge. Have an abundance of plants. Well, I do that. Rich colors in small doses and loads of natural light. And I'm going to read those again. Drink a glass of water before every meal. Eat only really healthy meal. Eat one really healthy meal. Use your lunch to be active. Eat one meal replacement bar. Have fun completing a physical challenge. An abundance of plants. Rich color in small doses and loads of natural light. Well, my guest this evening is Gianni Majelli, and she grew up on the south side of Chicago and has lived in Las Vegas, New York, Miami, and L.A., and has been in the beauty business for over 20 years. Her clients were the beautiful women on Fox Business, the Broadway stage, and even Britney Spears on the Las Vegas Strip. She has studied functional, holistic lifestyle doctor's protocol for a decade and combines Eastern and Western philosophies to mentor her clients to their weight loss and hormonal balance. But most of all, she gives them the gift of transformed lives. She is a woman on a mission to blow the lid off the inept and incompetent protocol that doctors and trainers prescribe to women over 40 desperate to lose their stubborn belly fat. And you can check out her book, Why American Women Are So. I'm now going to be sharing my interview with her. So sit back, take notes, and enjoy. Hello, listeners. It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for those of you who have been following me via social media, know how important it is for us to really focus on self-care. A lot of you know that leading up to my birthday, I had all of my exams. So that is why I wanted to have Gianni Majelli join us this evening and just talk about how, as women, we can be more organized and more healthy. So good evening, Gianni.
Hi, Janet. So nice to meet you. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you so much for taking out time out of your schedule to be with us this evening. So before we start getting into all the questions, what made you decide to focus on health in regards to women?
Well, it wasn't exactly a choice. When I was 40, I was lean and fabulous and at the pinnacle of my career. And by the time I was almost 42, I was fat, sick, and tired, and I had put on weight very quickly, and I went to 3 endocrinologists who couldn't really say anything specifically was wrong with me, but they sure do want to push those drugs on you. And you can go to a doctor and just have those 3 symptoms, fat, sick, and tired, and they're going to make assumptions that you have a thyroid condition or disorder or worse, and they want to put you on Synthroid, which will shut down your natural hormones, or they want to push hormone replacement therapy on you or bioidentical hormones. And I am against all forms of medicine that disrupt your natural hormone flow.
Wow, and it's interesting that you say that.
I had to figure it out because I couldn't get up and go to work. So there was no one else to take care of me. I'm unmarried. I'm not a trust fund baby. And I had a very thriving business going. So I had to figure it out because I had to go to work. Laying in bed was not an option.
So in your discovery, what are some unhealthy habits that we as women, we really need to change?
You know, the catalyst for my change was it went on for 4 years that I was just searching and searching and searching, like Google, blah, blah, blah. And there's so many different options and information out there. And I had had chronic acne, and my mother had chronic acne, so I thought it was, you know, you think it's hereditary. So a doctor put me on low-dose antibiotics for 9 years. And I would want to get off them, and when I would get off them, the acne would come back. And I'm talking serious acne, not vanity acne, like really heinous, painful cysts. And that's what my mother had, so I was really afraid. And finally, I had a client who was a naturopath doctor, and she said, well, you need to do this, this, and this. And I had never been told this information before about eating in an alkaline fashion. And she was 1,000% confident, and her partner had just given birth in the mid-40s and gained 60 pounds. You know how hard it is to lose weight in your 40s. And she lost 60 pounds in 6 months, and that's a really nice pace. So whatever they were saying, I was buying. And they didn't sell me anything. They just told me what to get at the store and some things to eliminate. And within 2 weeks, my skin cleared after 9 years. So I just started digging into the information, and I came to see that it's so much about your gut health. So by being on antibiotics destroyed the good gut bacteria I had and put bad bacteria. So when you have bad bacteria, your body's not absorbing nutrients properly. And the catalyst for that is that your hormones that are telling your body that you're hungry and you're satisfied are all unbalanced. So you're going to overeat, hence becoming fat, you know, and then you become sick and then you become tired. So one of the biggest misconceptions about coffee is that it's healthy. It's not healthy until you're postmenopausal. Prior to that, it burns out your adrenals. And it's no wonder that women 40 to 60 are just epidemically diagnosed with thyroid issues and adrenal burnout, and they're exhausted because coffee just gives you the illusion of energy. It's not real energy. And it's equated to this, like, you know what the fight or flight response is, your parasympathetic nervous system. It's like if you have a friend call you 50 times a day, it's an emergency, eventually you're not going to really run to the phone because it's not really an emergency, but the phone calls keep happening. Coffee excites your nerve system, but there's not really an emergency, so then your adrenals stop reacting as much and eventually they burn out. And then the second thing I would say are cigarettes. Like I know, you know, I'm in New York. There's a lot of models who smoke. They think it's an appetite suppressant, but it is just horrific, horrific toxins for your skin and your body and even your endocrine system. Just everything becomes about your endocrine system. That not only do I want to shout from the rooftops for women over 40 to learn about this, but younger women too, because the sooner you get a hold of this, the easier your life is going to be. You don't want to have to face this in your 40s. So when you come up to menopause, the kind of menopause experience you have is predicated on the kind of body you bring to the table. So it should be what I like to call uneventful. It's really a fallacy, all these symptoms that, you know, if you Google it, symptoms of menopause or perimenopause, that's really just an exasperated PMS. Because the body has so much excess estrogen that when your natural progesterone starts to drop in the actual menopause, it's not the natural imbalance. Like, let's say your estrogen should be at 60%, your progesterone drops to zero. Women in America are living with pathologically high levels of estrogen that when the drop happens, they're still at like 120%. Because they've been living at 160, and all this extra estrogen comes from the xenoestrogens and the toxins. We just live in this society where there's just so much toxins that we're very estrogenic, and that is the increase of, there's an increase in, what's the word I'm looking for, like men's sperm count has declined over the last 30 years, and that's because of the xenoestrogens. And even when you wonder why we've been hearing about trans people lately, it's not that I don't have anything against trans people. It happens, but it's, you know, we didn't hear about this 50 years or 100 years ago or even 30. There's just so much xenoestrogens that are feminizing not only humans, but some animal species too, which I don't want to get too much into detail. And then the last thing I would say is the tanning. I mean, cigarettes and tanning just make you look horrible. And like, you can look at someone's face and know in a second if they were a smoker. And I don't know about you, but I like my face to look good, my skin to look good. And then the last thing I would say is this is something women are extraordinarily, like, too easy about. They're so afraid to say no. They want everyone to like them. So they say yes to too many things, and then they're stressed out. And so the stress is just really the number one killer of women over 40, and that's going to make your cortisol rise. And that your cortisol should be high, like 7 in the morning or whenever you wake up. And when I had mine tested when I was going through this, mine was at midnight, what it's supposed to be at 7 a.m. And no wonder, like, I know, you know what's funny is I know when the ladies are awake because I obviously post on social media, and I'll get emails between 11 and 1. I think I'm eating right, but I just can't lose weight. That's the number one email that gets sent to me. So it really has become about balancing your hormones, especially between that hunger and satiety, your ghrelin and your leptin, and getting that cortisol down. So that's going to come from just really good foods, and you have to eat better than you think you have to eat because there's just so much pollution going around. I mean, I could talk forever.
And you just talked on, because my next question is, what healthy habits do we need to incorporate? And you touched on a couple about, you know, making sure, you know, of course, we manage our stress, but also eating healthy. Are there other things that we as women really need to think about incorporating into our diets, into our lives?
I tell you that, I, you know, I prepared for these questions. So I'm sorry, my dog is playing right now. Hold on. So to manage the stress, you really have to exercise. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and lift stupid weights and do stupid stuff like that. And, like, one day it's chest, shoulders, tricep, legs, back, and bicep. I mean, you can if you like. But even just walking or finding something pleasurable, like, I love riding my bike. And, you know, sometimes I've lived in places where you can ride your bike all year round. But if you don't, like, I love spinning and cycling, and just find something that you're going to do, because, you know, that commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up, like, that doesn't have to be you. That's a choice. Aging is a choice, not only just with your face and how you look, but what ages you is your telomeres, and your telomeres are what's on the end of your DNA. It's like the equivalent of the end of a shoelace. And once those burn out, you can't fix them. So you've got to preserve them, and that's by doing healthy things like not, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, coffee, and we know all the bad stuff that there is. But the longer you preserve your telomeres, the more you're going to look young. Like, I look crazy young. Like, I can't believe how young I look sometimes. But I really make sure that every day I have a salad. And, you know, people might think that's boring, but you can change your cravings from the bad foods to the good foods. So my desiring salad is not me suffering in any way. Like, I make a really good salad. I put lots of good stuff in it. So it's not only got lettuce, but flavors and textures. And, you know, you want to find the lowest oil or no oil dressing that you can, because that's just wasted calories. So some really good foods, some form of exercise, and as I said earlier, saying no to things you don't want to do and saying yes to your own desires and your own pleasure, because the most beautiful woman is the one that's taking care of herself, not only inside but outside too, you know, doing things that make you happier, like living the kind of life that you want to live. Like, you can't be a martyr and you can't be passive aggressive. Like, say yes to what you really want to do, and when you become that person, you're just, there's more of you to share with your husband and your children and your career and your family, whatever that means to you.
I was taking notes.
Because you said so many
so
wonderful
cute
things. You said aging is a choice, and I agree with you, because one of the things, I'm not necessarily like one of those people who likes to jog and go to the gym, but I love to walk.
And I love to
I
walk
make
too
sure get my steps in, because I don't, aging is a choice. I don't want to be the person with the cane and the crutches and this
right
and that.
And you don't want to be obtrusive to your children if you have children. Like,
mm-hmm,
I have a friend that's living at her parents' house because every week there's doctor's appointments. You know, and they're only 72. And my mom is a very different 72. Now, my mom goes to the gym. She goes to Orange Theory. And they put those heart rate monitors on her, and she's not, you know, athletic, but she's not feeble either. And she'll forward me the emails when she gets her heart monitor, and she's like, do they know I'm 72? You know, she'll say that. Now, I kind of worked out my whole life, you know, the weights and stupid stuff with kids from the 80s, you know, I'm 51. And we went to the gym. We had Jane Fonda. But at 46, I saw a cool guy talking about a cool gym, and I wanted to meet cool people because I just moved somewhere. And I said, well, maybe I should go to this gym. And I did meet cool people, and it's not a franchise gym. It's just an individual gym. There's no mirrors. There's no girls wearing makeup. It's not fluffy. It's very raw, but it was fun with rock music, and we're doing circuit training and body weight exercises and actually running. I don't love to run either, but boy, am I glad I can run. And I live in New York City, and if you've never been on the F train at 53rd Street, it's like five gigantic escalators deep, and I always try to take the stairs. I mean, it probably takes 10 minutes in escalators just to get back to the side level. And then one time I was at the dog park and someone's dog stole another dog's leash and the dogs were running and nobody could chase these dogs except for me. And I was in my late 40s.
And I was like, wow, I'm really proud of myself. So when I joined this gym, because they met nice people, they were all doing, they did a color run, which was a 5K. I never did a 5K. Normally I would have probably, you know, stopped and rested a little bit, but because I was with these other people and they weren't stopping, I didn't stop and I did the whole thing. Like, wow, look what I did. Like, sometimes you don't even know that you could do this. I never trained for it. I just did it. But then they were doing a Spartan race a couple of months later. So I was like, okay, I'll do the Spartan race because I like those kind of challenges. And, you know, I don't know if you know what that is. You get dirty. It is like down and dirty, 8 miles, 35 obstacles in the hot. I did it in Vegas in the real desert, not the strip, like the real desert. And I couldn't believe I did it. And when I finished and I jumped over the fire and I got my medal, and I was like, well, I'm 46 years old and look what I did. And when we were doing some training for that, which was outside of the gym, there were some people that were runners. They could do the running part, but they couldn't do the obstacle course part. And I was like, wow, look at that. I did what was harder because we already did that in my gym. And they just call it like functional working out, kind of what CrossFit's based on. And I don't ever want to be that person with the crickety back. And, you know, I have a dog. I don't really know how, so I'll just let it go. I've been walking my dog 5 miles. She's 8 years now. So nearly every day for all this time, my legs look fantastic.
Mm.
So sometimes that's all it takes. Plus it does work your core. And then if you don't like to walk, you know what I love? Audiobooks. Oh, do I love a good audiobook. And so I listen to audiobooks when I do my walking, and it makes it very pleasurable. So I'm a person that's like really not amenable to excuses.
And that is wonderful. That is so, Gianna, for someone listening, what is one thing they could possibly do that would maybe change from those unhealthy habits on their transition to having more healthy habits in their life?
Here's how easy it is. You can change your hormonal health in your very next meal. Now, that doesn't mean it's entirely changed, but you can put it on the right path. And so many people are walking around hyped up on coffee and cigarettes and sugar and Red Bull-type energy things. Like, they don't even know what it feels like to feel good from real nutrition. So by eating whole foods, you know, your body isn't even going to absorb all this good nutrition unless you have a pH balance between 6 and 7. So you got to start eating right to get it there. Now, does that mean you can't eat some fun foods like pizza, ice cream, you know, hamburgers, whatever? No, you can do that on occasion. But I am sorry, as a woman over 50, you're not. If you can eat like a teenager, you would really be the exception, because our bodies were just designed to have this estrogen, because every month until we don't have it anymore, it's designed to prepare your body for the baby it expects you to make. It is our old-fashioned DNA. And in my book, I go heavily into the fraud of menopause. Medical menopause is a completely made-up advertising term that you'll get the details in my book. There was a pharmaceutical company who made a drug and said, hey, let's find the market for this. So they paid a doctor back in 1968, 67, I think it was $3 million. It's the equivalent of $12 million today. Now, who's going to turn down $12 million? He wrote a book called Feminine Forever, and they made it seem like if you didn't take this HRT, which was ERT at the time, estrogen replacement therapy, that you were going to lose your femininity, and they said that it would cause osteoporosis and it would help you prevent a heart attack. Now, most women don't have heart attacks until after the age of 40, and even then, most of them not until after menopause. And another thing that's just very dangerous is being on the pill. Like, anything that is changing your natural hormones, because you might think it's great to not have to be on birth control, but you will pay the price when your system starts to change. Now, consider the factors that you're adding synthetic hormones into your body at a time when things are slowing down. So what does that do? That's going to start reproducing cancer cells. And I go into much more detail in my book about this. Mm-hmm. By the time it's shutting down, you're overloading it with what it doesn't want anymore. And so hormone replacement therapy, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the dangers, especially they say if you're on the pill over 35, is increasing your risk of heart attack, stroke, and cancer tenfold and higher, depending on how many years you're on it, and you don't need it. And I ask the ladies out there listening, because I get a lot of ladies that think I'm a kook, what does your common sense tell you? On what circumstances do you think that God made your beautiful body and set up this reproductive system to slow down that you would need something made in a lab? Absolutely not. And so when you're eating the right foods and you're getting your hormones just to work the way they're supposed to, now they're like a symphony orchestra. So when one is whacked out, like the thyroid controls over 300 processes. So if you're not eating right for that, of course it's going to knock out all the rest. Of course you're going to be fat, sick, and tired. Mm-hmm. And for the thyroid to work, I mean, it's all like a domino. For the thyroid to work, you need B12, selenium, and nascent iodine. And we don't have that stuff in our food. So, if, you know, you're getting these problems, you know, I have a thyroid kit that I recommend. I don't sell it, but I recommend it. So once you can get that straightened out, because so many women go to doctors and get put on Synthroid, it's actually criminal because it's so unnecessary. But the doctors don't know. They do not know about nutrition. They're not trained. They're trained to fix broken things, and you're not broken. And so many women think that they're, you know, what it would feel like if you were defective, if you have something wrong with you. You know, of course, that erodes your self-esteem. But, like, you know, we spend our 20s making mistakes and our 30s fine-tuning. And then by the 40, you know, we should be rock stars. We should be so confident. But then all these body things start to happen. And I'm not saying you have to have, you know, a bikini body. But you definitely want to be healthy. And you want to be at a natural weight where you can bend over and tie your shoe. And you can go up the escalator and you can run after your dog. And you don't have to get old. So these are the things that I talk about, that you can change your health in your very next meal. So you can transition. This is what I teach women to do, is transition their cravings from the bad foods to the good foods. It only takes a week or two. It's not a big deal at all. So when I'm craving what I like, I'm not suffering because it's what my body's telling me that I want. And that's another thing, too. So many of us, oh, my body tells me this. Your body is going to tell you whatever you're already feeding it. So if your parents raise you on crap, you're always going to desire crap.
So
you can change your body,
so
right? It's very true. And the excuses are, you know, if I'm not the girl to come to, if you're going to be full of excuses, because my mother was obese from my childhood until like 12 or 13. She got gastric bypass in 1981. She was on television for doing that protein drink diet that Oprah did. Right now the name escapes me, but, you know, where you only drink these thin, watery shakes for like 100 days. And, of course, you gain the weight back twice. And just because she had bariatric surgery does not mean my mother did not put fat back on. She didn't put on as much. And my mother throws up almost every day because I just stayed with her for 7 weeks over the summer and I'd hear her go in the bathroom. You will never absorb nutrients the right way again when they take out your stomach or do any of that. So it's all very important. Like, your gallbladder does something. Like, women have more instances of gallbladder problems than men because it has to do with excess estrogen. It has to do with something about where the gallbladder processes fat. So when we have excess estrogen, it's called the sphincter muscle, which people think is, you know, only in the other area, but we have a sphincter in our gallbladder too. So don't let them take yours. And if you have fibroids and PCOS, like, you can try to detox first before you go under the knife, because when they want to take out your parts, like, you need all your parts. Keep searching for answers and don't put all the credibility into doctors, because the same rich family, the Rockefeller family, created the medical schools. Well, guess who owns the pharmaceutical companies too? Rockefellers. So of course they it's typical of the government. Let's create the problem. Oh, here's the solution. You've got to take all these drugs. And I have never taken drugs, and I will never, except for that time on the antibiotics, which I just didn't know better. I never turn to drugs. And so when I get somebody and I take a health consult and see what's going on, it's always, you know, I have a very good book to refer to, but it's always referring to the diet, like joint pain, arthritis. It's all inflammation. So we have a certain amount of fat cells, and they're a certain size. So here's the crux of the matter. When you're eating something and the liver can't process it. It has to go through two phases of the liver, and if it can't do that because of the phytonutrients it has or doesn't have, your liver kicks it into a fat cell. It's like a little storage suitcase, and that's all it is toxins. So when you get your body, you know, eating for your liver and your hormones, you're going to be golden.
Oh, that is awesome.
Thank you. I can talk all day about it. It's all in my book.
So much information. So how can people get in contact with you and get a copy of your book?
Thank you. Well, my website is Gianna Michelli. So it's G-I-A-N-N-A and then M-I-C-E-L-I.com. I've got videos. I've got articles there. My book is only 99 cents on Kindle. I am not trying to get rich from my book. I'm trying to get more ladies to get this information. I think my hardcover sells for $2.99 or $3.99. The book is very easy. I work out of the greater New York area, and I'm associated with a company called Balance 3H Plus, and we have a doctor-supervised and doctor-created program that's very much the reason I joined with them is because their principles align with my integrity about what I talk about. They're not there to put you on hormone replacement therapy or any meds. We have, depending on, you know, the status of your body, the first week of the program we do a detox. That's about your – detox is a word thrown around a lot, but it talks about your gut health. Because unless you have that good gut health, which is going to happen from enzymes and probiotics to get out the bad bacteria and get the good bacteria in, you're just not going to lose weight no matter what you eat. You've got to clean that out first. And then the next week, we work on your metabolism. And then the week after that, we start going into the foods that make your hormones work and get your liver and hormones working properly. So we have a program for that that's doctor supervised. You can get a very comprehensive blood panel. We have like the most comprehensive blood panel I've ever seen that measures everything. And doctors throw this around a lot. Like the time I was sitting in front of endocrinologists and they do your blood work and the range is like, oh, your TS is this. It's very grand. And they can make it say whatever they want. And we're lay people. We don't know what it means. You know, they say it could be between 0 and 500. Well, that sounds pretty big to me. So, you know, we're women. We're women run business. We have a man doctor that analyzes your blood, but that's all he does. We hold your hand every day through the 8 weeks of the program, and we ensure that you're doing it right. It's not like, oh, here, do this, and we shove you out the door on your way. There's constant communication and follow-up and making sure that from day one you start doing the right things. And believe me, you will eat food. Like, my promise is to get you eating more and weighing less. Because when you're eating more of the right foods, you can eat more of them. But those are foods with good phytonutrients, and you will get weighing less. Now, the same diet, if you're, like, underweight, like, you know, medically underweight, the same diet's going to balance you out. And that's why you know it works, because it's not about calorie deprivation. And especially when you're over 40, 50, and 60, calorie is not a calorie. And you could be, I'm guaranteeing those ladies listening to this that are at the gym and on the treadmill and doing an hour of cardio and it's doing nothing, not an inch of your body changes. 90% of it's in the kitchen. If you can do that and you can walk an hour a day, can you do a half hour? Whatever, you know, I always tell ladies this, if you complain about walking, think about the people who cannot walk, who would love to change places with you, because almost anybody can walk anywhere, you know. We can all walk. You can stand up and walk, then you should walk. When you start feeling good and you have all this energy, like I had lived in New York when I just lost all this weight. And then I moved to Vegas, and that's when I went into this fantastic gym. And I had so much energy. Like, yeah, I want to do that. I want to do box jumps. I want to do the monkey bars. I want to be able to pull myself up on the rings because I'm loaded with energy.
So,
it could be scary if you're, you know, fat, sick, and tired. And I say fat, sick, and tired because the name of my book is Why American Women Are So Fat, Sick, Tired, and Angry. Because who's not angry when you're trying to do all that stuff I just said and the scale doesn't budge? And every day you have to get up, and almost everybody works these days, you know. You have to get up and put on something nice and go sell or do whatever it is you do. And who doesn't want to look nice anyway? You know, maybe we're single, whatever. But everybody wants to look nice. And if nothing fits, you are going to be pissed. So Fat, Sick, Tired, and Angry is my book.
All right. Well, listeners, you heard that. Fat, Sick, and Angry is her book. And as you know, with all of my guests, I have a link on the show page directly to their website. Well, Gianna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All your wisdom.
You're wonderful.
And continue to be healthy and have a great day.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And our audiobook selection for this week is the Healthy Living Audiobook. And it's accessible, practical, and grounded in real life. The Healthy Living Audiobook is not a major lifestyle overhaul. It's just full of simple course corrections that will bring you the peace, rest, energy, connection, and clarity you've longed for. When you've lived from a place of true health, you will love more deeply, engage more fully, and participate with others more wholeheartedly. And again, that is the Healthy Living Audiobook. Well, if you are tired of living with piles, are ready to find things the first time you look, and you want to better manage your time, then join my Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a safe place where you can post questions, photos, and videos of your organizing challenges and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order from me. For an investment of $7 a month, you will receive access to personalized strategies from me. You will live strategies, a live organizing strategy session with me, usually once a week. You will also be the first to see product reviews. We're doing an Organized 365 challenge. Each week, we focus on a specific area. Last week, it was more on planning because we're going through a seasonal change. So it's time for us to plan. Plan, you know, how to prepare, making sure we have batteries and know where they are, making sure we have water, making sure our first aid kits are all organized and accessible. So, again, go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click on the link for the Get My Totally Organized Facebook group and join, because for $1, you can join for 30 days. And if after 30 days you want to leave, you are free to leave. You are free to leave whenever you want to. So please check it out. Well, now it's time for Taylor's Tip Time. And these are ways I organize my life. I make sure, and a lot of you already heard this, I have a weekly plan in order to do things. So I make sure I, you know, have things like grocery shopping and making sure I do the laundry and cleaning and make sure I do my weekly cooking. I also plan the night before, so I already know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. My bag is already packed. I know where my key is. I make up my bed every morning, and the reason I do that is because I like coming home to my bedroom, my sanctuary, my haven, and it's all organized. I also make sure that when I wake up in the morning, quiet time, which is very key. Quiet time is very key for me. And I make sure I wake up and eat breakfast. So those are five things I do that help me live an organized life. I would love to know what you do to help you have an organized life. Well, for those of you who may not be in the specific area, I have virtual sessions. And I have sessions and where I help people as far away as Singapore and sometimes as close as Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But if you've been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish, let's talk.
so I can share how I back on track and get you organized with my virtual sessions. All you have to do is go to my contact page on my website, which is JanetMTaylor.com, and schedule a free 30-minute session with me so I can help you on your journey to living an organized life. Because usually all I need is some photos, some videos, or maybe just us talking about how you can plan better, how you can conquer procrastination, how you can get things done. Again, go to my website at JanetMTaylor.com. Well, I definitely want to thank you for your tweets and your retweets and your likes. And, you know, today is Monday, and what's tomorrow? It's Tuesday. So tomorrow, toss the junk food and donate the kitchen clutter that so you can eat and live a healthier life. Again, toss the junk food, donate the kitchen clutter so you can eat and live a healthier life. And also be sure to check out my Pinterest board for staying fit. And I also have a board for healthy. My app suggestion is Eat Right for your blood type. And basically everybody has a different blood type. So there's a different type of diet and things that we need to eat. So make sure you choose, check out that app. And my repurpose suggestion for this week is kitchen items like pans and dishes and silverware, how you can repurpose them to create things that will make things organized in your home and your life. And, of course, my product suggestion are kitchen organizers. So my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion can be found on my Pinterest board, and I have a board for apps that will help you stay organized, and I have a repurpose board. But my product suggestions can be found on my platform on Amazon. I have a shop on Amazon, and there is a link in the show page description. So click on that link and check out my shop and like it. And if, of course, there's a product that you don't see that you would love to see, please let me know. My quote for this week: surround yourself with people, color, sounds, and work that nourishes you. Again, surround yourself with people, color, sounds, and work that nourish you. Well, next week we'll be talking about organized bookkeeping with Liz Negron. And then, of course, Felicia Wallace-Benton will be coming back and talking about organizing a shared bathroom. And then we will be ending the month with productivity. Well, this was a truly full schedule. But I thank you so much once again for joining me. Please tune in next week. Please share this show. And please like the show on whatever venue, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, whatever. Please like and comment. So I thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, friends, and your social media network. And please visit my website at www.JanetMTaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day, and most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey to Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.